KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today, Emmanuel Lutheran Communities Director of Nursing, Kat Lembrick. Hello, Kat.
How are you today, John?
I'm good. Thank you for being with us. And happy Nurses Day to you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's a great day we're celebrating here at Emmanuel.
So talk with us a little bit about what you do at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
I'm the Director of Nurses here. I've worked here since December of this year. I had taken a 3-year hiatus to go out and work at Lakeview, but now I'm back here at Emmanuel. I had worked here for 29 years prior to that. So it's like coming home.
Oh, boy, it's good to have you back. So talk with us a little bit about the success you've had there at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. You have not had any cases of the COVID-19 up there.
We have not had any active cases of COVID here. We have had a couple of scares. We've had some testing going out with either residents or staff members, but all of those tests have come back negative. So we've been very fortunate not to have to have dealt with that virus at this time.
So how are you handling it up there, managing to keep it away when nursing homes all over the country are having trouble?
Well, we have a diligent infection control nurse. Lisa Gandolfi is here with me, and our team is phenomenal. We are following all the CDC guidelines as they are presented to us. Those change very frequently, as I'm sure you can imagine. Updating our policies, we are not allowing visitors at this time, unfortunately, but we have to consider that risk. Also, all of our staff are screened upon entry into the facility, as are our vendors. They have dedicated entrances for those vendors that have to come in. So we're working in tandem with the hospital as well. They are doing their screening processes. When we're looking at admitting residents in, we, of course, screen those residents for any signs and symptoms and test if necessary there, too.
As this has been very effective, are there any other things you're doing to protect residents at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities?
Well, the residents themselves are, for the most part, staying in their rooms. We don't have any communal dining at this time. We are not having group activities. So that gets our activities department quite busy, keeping them entertained and active. We are allowing families to come to the windows on the outside to, you know, post pictures or wave at their loved ones. We're also doing televisits for the residents. They can communicate with their families in that way. But there is a strict screening process for them as well. If they have to go in an appointment, we use the utmost isolation precautions for them. And then when they return, as if they went to the hospital, they would have to be quarantined in their room for 14 days before they would be allowed to have any outside of their room activity as well.
We're doing real well with residents. When it comes to employees, well, it's a little more of a challenge because they leave every day. We'll talk more about that with Kat Lembrick right after this. Experience memory support in a community of encouragement. That's The Lodge, a neighborhood within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. The Lodge is more than a place for those needing memory support. It's a place to live each day to its fullest, with programming designed to engage, promote wellness, and stimulate under the care of highly skilled staff that are passionate about the care they deliver. The Lodge has residences available for your loved ones. The Lodge at Buffalo Hill. Memory care with the support that's needed for a beautiful life. To inquire about the residences, call 752-9625. 752-9625 or visit ilcorp.org.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And joining us today, Emmanuel Lutheran Communities Director of Nursing, Kat Lembrick. Okay, Kat, sure, the residents stay there all the time. And as you said, if they have to go out for an appointment or something, you can monitor that situation very closely. But employees come and go, like yourself. So what sorts of things are you able to do to make sure that they're not bringing any bad stuff in with them?
Well, we screen, as I said, before every shift. There's a questionnaire at the desk, and it has 10 to 12 questions on it, such as, have you left the county? Have you been out of the state? Have you had any international travel, been on a plane? Those types of questions. If there's yes to any of those questions, then, of course, they're not allowed to come into the facility. Also, of course, we're screening for symptoms such as having a fever, such as shortness of breath or a cough. Anybody that have any of those types of symptoms are also not allowed to come into the facility. And those staff members are requested to see their provider and see if they need to be tested for the COVID-19. We have had some staff tested, and as I said, they've all come back negative.
Well, it must be a little bit of a challenge because, without the staff members, it's pretty hard to run your operation.
Well, we're fortunate in that we have very stable staff. We are not allowed to utilize our PRN staff that work in other facilities. That's another one of the restrictions that we have put into place. But our staff here have been very wonderful. There are times when we might be down a staff member or two, but everybody pitches in. Every single department helps out. It's quite a community effort to keep everything running smoothly for our residents and safe for them.
Well, turning back to residents now, what if they need a medical intervention?
We should have to send someone out to the emergency department. We, of course, notify the hospital of that event and the provider. We do keep the resident and the EMT workers as safe as we can. The EMTs go directly to the resident room where the resident is protected with a mask. The EMT are provided their protective PPE as well. And they can go to the hospital in that route. If somebody should have to be admitted into the hospital when they return to us, then they are admitted into our quarantine unit for 14 days so we can monitor for specific signs and symptoms for them.
Well, are you admitting any guests now into places like the retreat at Buffalo Hill?
Yes, we are admitting on a daily basis. We just do the same screening process prior to admission. And then once they get here, once we put them into the quarantine. So we have been admitting. We have been admitting through that screening process.
How about the skilled care center?
All of the residents that admit into the skilled care region of Emmanuel go through the same quarantine unit. We are doing that across the board. Everybody admits into the quarantine unit so that we can monitor for those symptoms in 14 days, and then they can go down to the long-term care side if that's their destination.
Kat Limbrick is the director of nursing at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, all of the communities, and there's a lot up there up on Buffalo Hill now. We're going to ask her a little bit about residents and how they can communicate with their loved ones on the outside right after this. So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
We have Emmanuel Lutheran Communities Director of Nursing, Kat Limbrick, with us. And Kat, let's talk a little bit about how residents are able to spend some type of communication time with their loved ones.
So as I stated earlier, we do allow the resident families to come to the windows, and so they can communicate in that fashion. If they need to communicate with their providers, we provide a telehealth service for them. We do that throughout all of the providers in the community. If they want to talk with their family members, we provide iPads and the family members can call, and the staff take that down to the resident room so they can have FaceTime or Skype or a Zoom call with their loved ones. And that's working really well for them. The residents seem to be pretty excited to have that technology at their fingers. So the greatest benefit, too, is just, we have the activities department putting things outside of the windows for them, and the family members can put flowers or decals on their windows just to make sure everybody has that communication. It's a kind of a tough time for them when they have to be away from their family members. That's been the challenge for them.
It's such a hospitable place there, particularly Buffalo Hill Terrace. I've had many meals there when my aunt was a guest there for many years, so I understand how that all works. And boy, it would be hard not to be able to spend time with your loved ones up there.
Yes, that is the most challenging part, you know, and we are trying to make that as easy as we can for our residents and not saying no to any type of virtual communication. And the phone is available at all hours of the night and day. And they really enjoy the FaceTiming, though, with their loved ones. That seems to be something that really has been beneficial for them.
Well, this is National Nursing Day and National Nursing Week. So talk with me a little bit about what sorts of things you're doing to recognize your nursing staff.
So I'm a little biased, but we do have the best nurses that are out there. Monday we did a fun day, and we had cake with every single nurse's names written on them. We provided that for the nursing staff. And then on Tuesday we did Cinco de Mayo Day. We had the taco truck come up, and that was really fun for them. Everybody dressed in their festive attire there. Today is tie-dye day or hippie day, and so that's pretty fun. We have the ice cream truck coming for them for today. And then tomorrow is superhero day. So we're going to do sub sandwiches there. And Friday, we're going to do just casual day. They can wear their jeans and T-shirts. And we're going to do a special day there with coffee and donuts for the staff.
Sounds fantastic. It also sounds like a fun place to work.
Yes, it's very fun here, and it's the community. You know, this has been a really strange time. None of us have been through this, and so we've really bonded and come together to support each other.
Well, Kat, we appreciate all that you and your staff does at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Kat Lembrick, she is the Director of Nursing for all of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and that's a pretty broad scope of work that you have to cover.
Yes, it's been a joy and a blessing for me to come back here, as I said. So thank you for this interview.
You bet, and thank you for joining us today.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.